So I've never heard Melt My Eyes, See Your Future by Denzel Curry before, but you lot have been wanting me to do this one for ages, so I'm going to listen to the whole album, starting right now with the first three songs. Let me know in the comments what other albums I should react to, and if you're not following already, drop me a follow, and let's get straight into it. I'm super excited for this one.
Alright, bet. First up, we have Melt Session 1 featuring Robert Glasper. Let's see what this is saying. The only song I've heard from this album before is Walking, and I love that song. I listen to it on a daily, so I've got high hopes.
Thought fundamentals, what I bought, penny less. I awake the emptiness and lighten into my lifestyle, battling stress the size of Goliath. My temptations are amplified when I get alone. Try to wholeheartedly understand why I need to grow, even though I'm grown. If I did, I remain in freeze mode. I'm stuck in fight or flight. I'm protecting my daily. Dealt with thoughts of suicide. Women I've objectified. Couldn't see it through my eyes, so for that I apologize. Wait, since the day I turned 6, I've been touched before. Way before I touched my. Now I'm almighty pushed. I had to make an effort, double overtime to change. Had to turn on my journey and mistakes I made on the way. Manipulation to get what I want. Getting very distant. After writing rapid wisdom, whiskey, women, wars, and weed. Narrating all these times. My eyes, the imperfections within myself. Cracked images, bad. Who I was at first. I channeled God through this verse. Accountability, actions, I packed them in these soliloquies. Just because we're not friends don't mean we're enemies.
Okay, so there we have it, Melt Session 1, and I can't lie, we're starting off pretty strong. I really love the way he raps, just from listening to Walking all the time. Like, his flow is so good and he can rap so fast, and it looks like that's going to be the case for the rest of the album, which I'm super excited about. But yeah, I think he's kind of just setting the tone for the album. There's a lot of things that he's done in the past that he wants to kind of rectify, so I want to see how this unfolds. Now, although this is the first song of the album, I'll give it like a 9 out of 10 for now, and then I'll rate the others in comparison to what I've listened to so far. Now, I'm going to skip track number 2 because it is Walking, and I've reacted to that on this page before, and as I've said, 10 out of 10 song. I love it so much. It's on my playlist and I listen to it pretty much every day. So yeah, I'm just going to skip to track number 3. Let's go.
All right, bet. We got Worst Comes to Worst. Let's see what this is saying.
The air, the water, and the food we eat is filled with pestilence. A company higher as the fire and ice, the end of the blunt. Wondering, am I going to make it to see the end of the month? But the image that I get is my president being a cunt. I think people going to break because they smack this in the face with that bullshit. Now I got to focus on making my soul lead. I talk to God on the daily. Told him that the reaper can't take me in this land designed to hate me. Of all things, my men, they draw guns, so how could lead erase me? I'm baffled, and if it's battle or evil, try to get to heaven, but we see that heaven calls here. That's the left. War. They say the horse that coming is couldn't be what you summon. The children hiding and running. My prayers are at your door. Cause they smacked us in the face with that bullshit. First thumbed up.
So there we have it, Worst Comes to Worst, and I love how it's like a modern and old school song kind of mixed together. He's got the DJ scratches in there and stuff. I think it's quite cool. But yeah, I think that was a really decent song. Obviously, he's talking about a lot of real world issues and stuff in there, which is good to see. And yeah, his flow was really good. He had some good bars in there as well. But I can't lie, that's nowhere near as good as Walking, but that is an S tier song, so I can't really complain. But yeah, I'll probably give this one like an 8 out of 10 compared to the other ones so far. Let's move on to the third and final song of the video.
All right, bet. We got John Wayne featuring Buzzy Lee. Let's see what this is saying.
Walk around the hood like I'm John Wayne. Nine on my hip, I'ma let that big bang. I'ma get the world as dark as in the integration of a Brooklyn Dodger. All I need is me, myself, and I. And also my revolver crackers out here shooting jaw. Way before he shoot, I shot him plotting from the get and got him. 911 emergency will murder me today. I call him. They ain't fuck with niggas since the greatest of the grandfathers bought him. So much pain, I got the juice. My only friend is my stainless. My little weapon gave me power when I aimed it. I'ma give them what they gave
us. This is hard. What was that? Nah, bro, what's these snippets?
So there we have John Wayne. Obviously, the song's named after the famous American actor who did those old Western films. And yeah, this one was quite good as well. We're off to a good start. It had a really decent hook and Denzel was absolutely spitting on this one. They're the bars that I remember from Walking. I'm not too sure about that Buzzy Lee guy because it sounded like he only did about 2 bars. I don't know why his bit was so short, but let me know in the comments. Out of 10, I'll probably give this a 9 compared to the other ones because I think I liked it a little bit more than the previous song. And yeah, we're definitely off to a very strong start for the album. As I said, comment what album I should do after this one and drop a follow to support the journey. And obviously stay tuned for my next few videos so you can see my reactions to the rest of the album. Thank you very much for watching. This is JVR and have an amazing day.